Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Gracious, the Merciful. Nahmaduhu nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. We praise Allah and invoke His blessings upon His noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi wa salamu ala ibadihi alladhi nastafa. All praise belongs to Allah, and peace be upon His chosen servants. A discourse upon the demise of Bashir. Let it be known that the demise of my son Bashir Ahmed, who was born on Monday 7th of August 1887 and called back to his creator aged 16 months on Monday the 4th of November 1888, at the time of the morning prayer, has raised a great outcry amongst foolish and ignorant people. Many, including my own relations, have expressed opinions based on malice and ignorance, and the enemies of religion, who are given to dishonesty and slander, have started fabricating stories in connection with the demise of this child. I never intended to issue any announcement or statement about the passing away of this innocent boy, nor was such a course of action required, for there was nothing about his death that could have misled any reasonable person. But when the commotion reached its peak and began adversely affecting simple-minded and gullible Muslims, then, solely for the sake of Allah, I decided to publish this announcement. The reader should remember that some of my opponents have written disparaging articles about the demise of my son in their newspapers and other publications. They say that he was the same child about whom I had claimed in my announcements of 20th of February 1886, 8th of April 1886, and 7th of August 1887, that he would become a man of glory and greatness and wealth, and nations would be blessed through him. And some of them even concocted a revelation to the effect that the boy would marry the daughters of kings. The Promised Messiah has given a footnote here. The slanderer referred to here is none other than Lekhram of Peshawar, who has referenced all the three above mentioned announcements in an announcement of his own in order to further his claim, and has acted dishonestly throughout. For instance, in quoting the announcement of 8th of April 1886, he only alludes to the passage in which I said that a boy would be born soon within the 9-month period of a pregnancy. But he fails to mention the next sentence in which I said that hitherto it was not clear whether this was the promised boy, or whether he would be born at a later date within the stipulated 9-year period. He omitted this part intentionally, for it contradicted his assertion and falsified the basis of his false surmise. His other injustice is that in his announcement, he fails to acknowledge the announcement previously issued by the Aryas and printed at Chashma-e-Noor Press in Amritsar, in which they acknowledged that it was not clear from any of my three announcements whether the deceased boy was the promised reformer or whether he was to come afterwards. This announcement was in itself enough to falsify Lekhram's contention, and I invite the reader to once again read this announcement, which, for all practical purposes, had better been entitled, "God Loves Not the Deceivers." End of footnote.